Hello, and welcome to the Keto for Christ podcast. Have you been struggling to have success with keto? Have you tried it in the past, had great results, but somehow life happened and you gained it all back? It's so much more difficult the second time around, am I right? Trust me, friend, I understand and I feel your pain, frustration, and disappointment. Because that's exactly what happened to me. My name is Cherie Haynes, and I am so passionate about getting the message of keto out into the world. But what if I told you that bringing God into the equation could make all the difference? As Philippians 4:13 states, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." So, do you want to do keto the easy way or the hard way? If you'd like to do keto the easy way, please join me each week as I share simple strategies for keto and as we pray together for the strength and commitment we need to honor this temple God has given us so that we can better serve Him. I believe when we do keto for Christ, success will be inevitable. Let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Hello, friend. I've been looking forward to talking to you all week. How are you doing? No, really. Don't just say fine, because I have a feeling that's not the case at all. It's okay to answer this question honestly and really share with me what's going on in your life. I think you're probably experiencing a lot of stress these days, as well as overwhelm, lack of time, lack of money to do all the things you'd like, lack of focus and clarity on life in general, and lack of purpose. Am I right? How do I know? Well, because I'm going through so many of those things as well. Life is just so discombobulated right now, isn't it? Who even came up with that word anyway? I actually decided to look it up to make sure I was using it in the proper context. And according to dictionary.com, the word means to be confused and disconcerted or unsettled. Well, ain't that the truth, friend? I think you and I are both unsettled and very confused these days, aren't we? So what are we going to do about it? We can't go on living like this day after day because, well, that is the definition of insanity, right? So this past Sunday, I was feeling a lot of these same feelings and emotions. I do have a lot going on these days. We've got our new puppy Mamba, who's constantly needing attention when he's not sleeping, seems to be hungry all the time, and needs to be walked multiple times throughout the day just to get some of that energy out. I also work a full-time job. I have outlines to write, recordings to do, a website to design, a coaching business to launch, books to read, podcasts to listen to, workouts to do, meals to prep, social media content to write. The list is never ending, right? And I can only imagine what you, my friend, are experiencing. Life is so chaotic right now, isn't it? Doesn't it seem like there is never enough time to get everything done? Well, back to Sunday. I was reading a new devotion from the YouVersion Bible app, which you totally need to download if you don't already have it. But this devotion is called Quieting the Shout of Should. The author describes how she had been choosing to listen to all the things she should do, which had taken her out of peace, kind of like you and I are right now. Well, she makes a suggestion at the end of the devotion called Quiet Quest. This is where she challenges us to go for a walk without any music or podcast to listen to, just to go with ourselves and our thoughts and pray as we walk, sharing it all with God, the good, the bad, the messy, and the confusing. So that's what I did. And I'd like to take you on that journey with me, friend. But before I do, I want to let you know that in the very near future, I am going to be offering some additional ways that I can better serve you. The first way will be private one-on-one customized coaching, where I can help you navigate what is going on in your life when it comes to weight loss, also provide easy meal prep suggestions, and help you create a plan of action that fits your unique lifestyle. I'm also in the process of designing a self-study program that you can take at your own pace. So if you're truly ready to transform your lifestyle, get off that hamster wheel and leap into food freedom forever, this will be the program for you. I am a certified health and life coach, and I'm so excited to bring this to you. So if you're interested in being put on the wait list, simply send me an email at healthcoach.shereehaines@gmail.com. Also, in order to thank you for being such a loyal listener each week, I am running a contest now through September 30th. I have two incredible packages that I specifically designed for you. Both offer a free one-hour coaching session with me, as previously described, as well as some of my go-to keto products that help me stay on track with keto and simplify my life. If you'd like to enter, simply join my Keto for Christ Facebook community, which I'll link for you in the show notes, and follow the rules I have posted. I want you to know how much I love and appreciate you, friend, so I hope you'll enter as someone is going to win, and I'd love for it to be you. Well, I'm the first to admit how guilty I am of constantly listening to something, whether I'm walking, chopping up veggies, cleaning, doing laundry, whatever I might be doing at the time that allows for me to multitask. I mean, I have so many books I need to listen to, as well as podcasts, episodes to review, etc. I very rarely just go on a walk and am present. So this definitely wasn't easy for me. And to be honest with you, I did have my AirPods in, you know, just in case. But I'm proud to say I spent the entire hour with God and just embracing all of the beauty He has given us. It was 55 degrees outside, so there was a bit of a chill in the air, but I noticed the warmth of the sun on my back, a slight breeze across my cheeks, and I just loved listening to all the different birds chirping. There was not a cloud in the sky. It was crystal clear. It had been raining here for almost a week straight, but I now noticed how green everything was again. Literally, just a few short weeks ago, everything was dying because we hadn't had any rain. So as I walked, I started noticing more and more things I usually don't see because I'm just too distracted. Well, then I got to this beautiful spot at the end of the road. There's this gorgeous waterfall that has amazing landscaping, a bridge you can walk across and see actually waterfalls on both sides, and there are benches you can sit on to truly soak in all the beauty. There are also two palm-type trees with these stunning magenta impatient flowers surrounding them. And for the first time, I just stopped and took it all in. I closed my eyes and listened to the sound of the waterfall and felt that breeze across my cheeks. And for a moment, I felt as if I were back in Aruba on the beach with Ralph, walking hand in hand. I silently prayed a prayer of thanks to God for this beautiful moment, as it was such a peaceful experience that brought a huge smile to my face. I stayed there for about 5 minutes and then continued my walk. I passed a few people and we exchanged a good morning. I couldn't seem to get that smile off my face though, and realized I hadn't felt this good in days. As I continued to walk, I came to one of my favorite trails, which I mentioned in episode one titled My Story and How God Led Me to Start the Keto for Christ podcast. This is usually where I do turn everything off and spend time with God, and I truly feel Him inspiring me with new ideas. But as I walked the trail on this particular day, I passed a mom with her two daughters pushing a stroller and walking their dog. In the distance, I also heard other children laughing, and again, it brought a smile to my face. I noticed a couple playing tennis and a gentleman working in his yard. These are things I never notice when I'm just focused on myself and everything I have to get done that day, instead of being present and just in the moment. As I left the trail and was on the home stretch of my walk, I was walking on the sidewalk and heard a voice behind me saying, "Excuse me." I turned around in just enough time to see a young girl whiz by me on her motorized scooter. Again, I looked up, laughing at God's sense of humor, and thanked Him for encouraging me to not give in to my temptation to turn my AirPods on, or she probably would have run into me. Well, as I walked up to my house, I just had this sense of peace, as well as excitement to go up to my office so I could get all of my thoughts on paper, as I knew this would be the perfect episode to share with you. I prayed that God give me the words that you, friend, needed to hear today. And here I am, still with a smile on my face. Friend, it's just so amazing what a change in perspective can do. Sometimes when we are so consumed with the things of this world and the hustle and bustle, we just have to ask ourselves, as it says in Galatians 1 verse 10, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. As I sit here reflecting on my life, I realize this is one of the happiest times in my life. My faith in God is growing stronger every single day. I absolutely love getting to talk with you each week. Ralph and I are closer and more connected than ever. Mamba brings me so much joy, especially when he curls up in my lap every time I let him out of his crate in order to get some snuggles in. I am truly blessed, and I know you are too, friend. So what are three things you can think of right now that you are grateful for? Yes, I'm waiting for an answer. Okay, great. See, that wasn't so difficult, was it? Well, what if we all got into the habit of taking just 5 minutes each morning before the craziness of the day to be silent and just get present with God? I might suggest praying this simple prayer. Dear God, I come to you today asking for your presence in everything I do so that I'm reminded that there is no need to stress about things that are out of my control. Please help me to remain focused and balanced, and help me see the good in every situation that arises. Thank you, Lord. In your Son's name I pray. Amen. Do you know what I'm noticing as I'm looking back on those things that I'm so grateful for? None of them are materialistic. They all have to do with connecting, building relationships, and serving others. As it says in 1 John 2, verses 15 through 17, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. Now, I don't want to make light of this time in our lives when our world sometimes does feel like it's been thrown upside down. We are all trying the best we can to find our new normal. It can be so easy to just get fixated, though, on everything that is going wrong right now and lose focus on all of the things that are going right. Can I be honest with you about something? If you would have asked me a year ago if I would have a podcast by this time next year, I would have laughed and said, "No way, I don't have anything important enough to share, nor do I have the time." But I am so thankful that God encouraged me to step outside my comfort zone and begin the Keto for Christ podcast, because this is the most fulfilled I've been in a very long time. And you know what? Had we not gone through this experience of COVID and the extra time we had to slow down and think and really process what was going on, I don't think I would have ever started this podcast. And that just makes me sad to think about, because I am truly filled with joy spending this time with you week after week. So, friend, what is one good thing that you can think of right now that has come from the whole experience with COVID? Well, here's what I know. We can't erase the past. We have absolutely no way of knowing what the future will bring. But what we do have is this moment. And that's such a beautiful thing. So, is there something you could do in this very moment to serve the world? It doesn't have to be starting a podcast, writing a book, or changing careers. But what about just giving your spouse a compliment, or biting your tongue the next time you want to lash out, or calling a friend and telling them you're thinking of them, or paying for the car behind you at Starbucks? What about just smiling at someone you pass at the grocery store? Those small gestures can make such an incredible impact and could encourage those people to pay it forward, creating an even bigger difference in the world. I'd like to share a couple of verses with you to refer back to often whenever you start to get that tight feeling in your chest again and your anxiety levels start taking over, as I'm sure they will. The first comes from Matthew 6, verse 34. "Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." The second comes from Psalm 94, verse 19. "Whenever my busy thoughts were out of control, the soothing comfort of your presence calmed me down and overwhelmed me with delight." Well, friend, our time has come to an end today, but I'd love to end this episode as always in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us a new perspective on life. Please continue to remind us every day so that we learn to focus on all of the blessings you have given us instead of the distractions of this world. Whenever our busy thoughts are out of control, please allow the soothing comfort of your presence to calm us down and overwhelm us with delight. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. I just wanted to remind you, friend, that you're not on this journey alone. You have me, Cherie Haynes, as your Keto for Christ coach, as well as others here in our community. And best of all, you have our Heavenly Father supporting you as well. We all know you have what it takes to achieve your true potential and God's purpose for your life. Please connect with me on social media so that I will know how I can continue to better serve you. You can find me on Facebook by searching Cherie Haynes, or on Instagram, and my handle is @KetoLifeIsHealth. And if you're finding value in this podcast, please help me spread this powerful message by subscribing and leaving me a review on iTunes so that others can join us in the Keto for Christ movement too.